In the early 16th century, Albrecht Dürer modelled his Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden on the ideals of beauty in the classical world. And in doing so, he created something completely new. A few years later, his painting and print served as the inspiration for Lucas Cranach the Elder, but he did not just copy Dürer. For Cranach, the harmony of the entire composition, a certain elegance and soft contour lines, were more important than ideal proportions and anatomical accuracy. So, in Cranach's figures, Adam's legs appear slightly too long for his body, and the position of Eve's feet seems unnatural. In our version from 1531, Cranach only signed the panel showing Adam. Just above Adam's feet, you can find Cranach's signature, a winged serpent with a crown on its head and bearing a ring in its mouth. The year, 1531, is set above the serpent. Frederick the Wise, Elector of Saxony, conferred a coat of arms on his court artist, Cranach, in 1508. The coat of arms shows a crowned serpent with a ring in its mouth. Afterwards, Cranach not only adopted an elaborated form of the serpent as his signature, but turned it into his workshop's trademark. Unfortunately, though, his trademark was not always applied systematically. Not only did the Cranach workshop produce signed and unsigned works, but a winged serpent is not even unequivocal proof that a painting was completely or mainly an autograph work by Cranach or one of his sons. Incidentally, the Eve panel by Lucas Cranach the Younger is signed at the bottom right corner.